Medevin Phone, this is Jack. How can I help? Good, you? Okay, let me just double check what's going on. One second, sir. 04236 95984. Okay, just pulling up the account. Angela Thomas. This is for the NBN at 53 Capri Close, sir. Okay. Yes. And then but I think the note here suggests that on the 2nd of October you were contacted by our retention officer on the 2nd of October, like this month, and you did decide to join us back. So we've reactivated your service with us. So at the moment, Ms. Thomas, the service is active with Melbourne Phone, not with Optus. Yep. But by the looks of it looks like just one second, hang on. It could be for I'll just tell you the dates. Hang on. 53 Capri Close. What is Optus charging you for, sir? Okay. Call customer answer. Setup done online. Assigned. So we've actually activated your service on the 2nd of April. Right now, which modem is connected? Do you know? Are you home to check? Okay. The Optus modem is connected. I think our service was working in the Optus modem itself, because I don't see any modem order here. Because on the 2nd of April we contacted you, and we just transferred the service from Optus over to us, and it was working in the Optus modem. So right now, it's still the Optus modem that's connected, right? Okay. But where is it connected? I mean, is it connected to UniID 1 at the NBN box, UniID 2? There are actually four ports on the NBN box. So. Yeah. Port 1. The fiber to the premises service class 3. Hang on. Optus charging you for NBN, or are they charging you for maybe your mobile services or Fetch TV or something? Yes, that's the one we've activated. It's a 500 by 50 plan, sir. It's a 500 by 50, so download is your 500 Mbps. So what happens is, this is NBN's upgrade. I won't lie to you saying that we are doing it. Whichever plan is on 100 Mbps on a fiber to the property, so technology type, NBN are actually providing the actual speed as 500, sir. So if any provider is saying that I'm going to give you 500 for $90 or $100, it's not them. They will still activate or provision the service on 100 Mbps. It's NBN who are doing it to a 500 by 50 in the back end, sir. No, sir. I can send you a mobile number. Is it possible for you to send me a picture of the lights on the NBN box and the modem, and also send me a copy of the Optus bill so I can, you know, this is not something that I can sort out straight away. I need some time to actually have a look at the bill and see what days they're charging you for, etc. And we can work this out together. You know. What period are they charging you for? Do you know? What period? What days? What day is they charging you for? Yeah. You send me a copy of the bills. I've just sent you a text message with our mobile number. When you get home, send me a copy of the bill and also the lights on the Optus modem and the NBN box. So I want to see everything and then we can take it further. All right? Absolutely, sir. But when I'm running the test, it's failing. When I'm running the test as we speak at 53 Capri Close, South Morang, Victoria, excuse me, the test is failing. It's telling me that the modem is not detected, which is why I want to see where exactly it's connected in the modem and what lights are on in the NBN box. Modem and the NBN lights and the Optus bills to have this further investigated. I can, yeah. Right now, okay. To put it across this way, sir, right now the service is connected. Okay, it's getting billed at 53 Capri Close by Melbourne phone, but it's like renting a property and not staying in it, sir. It's the service is not online at the moment, so it could be a modem issue or a fault or something. But the service is definitely active. In a perfect world, the service should be working with us, but when I'm running the test, it's not coming online, sir, which is why I would like to take a look at how things are connected. Maybe you've unplugged it or something of that sort. Yes, I will send you a text message with the mobile number, sir. Okay? Wonderful. I'll wait to hear from you. Thank you very much. Bye.